Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the things I miss most about my dad is his sense of direction. Before GPS, if we were in a bind traffic-wise, he always knew another way to get home. He never panicked. He always got us home, often by another road, and somehow I thought this was normal. Imagine my surprise when I moved out of my family of origin's house and met people who grew up in different households. Changing plans on a dime to get to the desired destination is not as practiced a behavior as I thought. This may describe my tolerance for chaos, yes, and my propensity for tangential details, because in my heart of hearts, I always believe we will make it home. Efficiency may be not the first thing in my world, but trust that we will make it home always a given. Today we celebrate the Feast of Epiphany. Epiphany is the culmination of the Christmas season. It's celebrated typically on January 6th, but you see today is January 5th, so the church has begun celebrating it the first Sunday after January 1st. Interestingly, in the Eastern Church on Epiphany Sunday, this Sunday commemorates the day that Jesus was baptized. But in churches in the Western Hemisphere, like us, we commemorate the Magi from the East. In both cases, the Eastern Church and the Western Church, Epiphany celebrates the inbreaking of God for all people, Gentile and Jew alike. We learned quite a few details about the visit of the Magi on this Epiphany Sunday in the Gospel Pastor Cieslik just read. Here they are. It occurred during the time of King Herod after Jesus was born. They traveled to Jerusalem to ask Herod where Jesus was born after observing a star in the east. Herod became frightened, so he asked his spiritual advisors, the chief priests and scribes, who told him that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem. Herod then called the Magi in secretly to learn from them the exact time the star had appeared and sent them out to find the exact spot that Jesus was born. So the Magi go and stop where the star stopped and are overwhelmed with joy, and they kneel down and pay homage to the baby Jesus. They open their treasure chests, as you saw displayed so beautifully here, offer gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and then they are warned in a dream to not return to Herod. So they leave for their country by another road, but they still return home. Interestingly, this is what we don't know. We actually don't know how many Magi there were. We don't know if their names were actually Caspar, Melchior, and Balthazar, which are often the names assigned to them in religious art or literature. Though we know they were from the east, we don't know exactly where they are from in the east. We hear nothing of them riding on camels, but I've never seen a nativity scene without camels at their side. And interestingly, if you read really closely, the Magi arrived to find Mary and the Christ child in a house. There's no mention of a manger in the Matthew story. So we use our imagination a bit with this story, don't we? There are things that we read in this Epiphany story and there are things that we don't, but the gospel remains true. That God reveals God's self in the birth of a child, and that changes the direction of life forever. The Magi follow and worship and trust God's good news and return home by another way. We always write the Magi into Christmas pageants, but we typically don't focus on the other characters in this story, on Herod, their chief priests. And it would be tempting for me to gloss over these characters today as well, but they are actually essential to understanding and noticing the power of Epiphany in our everyday lives. Because we ourselves are not unlike any of the characters in this story. We are not unlike Herod and the Jerusalemites when we feel threatened by powers that threaten our own power. And we act out in ways that try to control others or even kill others. That's what Herod did. We are not unlike the chief priests and the scribes when we are indifferent or know-it-alls about Jesus, quoting scripture about the prophecy of Christ's birth being fulfilled. And we are not unlike the Magi when the birth of Christ overwhelms us with joy and we return to our normal lives and homes, but maybe by another way. We are like the Magi when the good news of Christ's birth becomes the foundation for our lives of faith, when we lean on it, even when we can't see a clear way ahead of us. And that is really the point of this day of Epiphany, to disrupt our neatly managed lives of faith, to discern how Christ's birth is calling us to live in new ways. So my question to you today is, where has Christ been revealed to you in an unexpected place, through unexpected people, and called you to take another way home? Because that is truly the power of Epiphany. To reveal Christ in the most seemingly dark or unexpected places in order to show us God's grace and lead us home. There's a famous Lutheran pastor and seminary professor named Pastor Edmund Stimley, who shares one of the most powerful Epiphany stories I've ever heard from the time he served a church in New York in the mid-1900s. In his congregation, he had a woman who had immigrated from Germany. She and her husband operated a small tailor shop in New York after their immigration from Germany. And incidentally, they did not immigrate from Germany willingly. As a matter of fact, although she was Lutheran, he was Jewish, and they had been turned into the SS of Hitler's Nazi party, and they had to flee Germany. And who was the one that turned him in to the Nazi party? His wife's brother, this Lutheran woman's brother, his own brother-in-law. One day, Pastor Stimley went to the tailor shop to visit his Lutheran parishioner, this woman who was married to the Jewish man who had to leave Germany. She wasn't in, but he was, so Pastor Stimley had a conversation with him. And as he started to leave, the man said to Pastor Stimley, "Wait just a minute. Pastor Stimley, I have a question. We have just received a letter from my brother-in-law. Side note, this is the one that turned him in to the SS. He is now old and sick and asking for money. My wife, she says absolutely not. Me, I say yes. What do you say, Pastor Stimley?" And as Pastor Stimley tells the story, he says, "I couldn't say anything. You see, we Lutherans are supposed to be the specialists on grace and forgiveness, and here this one from the outside was teaching me what forgiveness is all about." Just like the Magi, these outsiders from the East, in today's Epiphany story, you follow a star and witness Christ's life-changing existence, and they are changed so much that they return home by another way, we are invited to do the same. It's easy to turn to fear in the face of anything new, even if the newness is good. It's easy to turn our heads and our know-it-all ways of being religious, especially when we feel insecure about the life ahead of us. But Epiphany invites us to follow the star that leads us to Jesus and trust that Jesus will indeed lead us home, even if it is by another way. So when my dad, this one who led our family safely home on new roads all of the time, died suddenly and unexpectedly almost 7 years ago, our family found ourselves grief-stricken, sad, overwhelmed, not the place we wanted to be. Rather dark, in a very dark place. It was not the way or time we wanted our dad to leave us. It was not at all the road we had expected to take. But Dad's serenity in chaotic times in his life here on earth, taking us on unknown paths when he could have gotten exasperated by it all, always seemed to somehow lead us home, just like we learn in today's Epiphany story, just like the star led the Magi, just like Christ revealed Christ's self through his birth, just like Christ reveals Christ's self to you and me, and leads us home. For that's the way God keeps coming to us, born as a vulnerable baby, dying in the foolishness of a cross. God reveals God's power and love in the least expected ways. But these ways always lead us home, bringing life, love, forgiveness, and light to the world here and now, and in the world forever. May you hear this Epiphany promise anew today. May you trust it always, and may it lead you on new paths home. Thanks be to God. Amen.